The next patient is Linda Russell. The last name is R-U-S-S-E-L-L. Number one, this is an 83-year-old white female that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3B. The most likely explanation is that she has nephrosclerosis associated to arterial hypertension, aging, and hyperuricemia. Period. The latest laboratory workup that was done in January is consistent with a creatinine of 1.3 and a BUN of 31 with an estimated GFR of 40, which is the highest she ever had. She's extremely happy to see these numbers. Period. I think that the patient has followed the recommendations of a plant-based diet, a low-sodium diet, and a fluid restriction. Period. The kidney ultrasound shows that the right kidney is 10 centimeters and it has multiple right renal cysts that are identified. And the left kidney is 10.2 centimeters. There is no hydronephrosis and also has cysts. The urinary bladder is decompressed. Period. The patient has a clean sediment, and there is no evidence of proteinuria. Number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. She has lost 3 more pounds. She's now with a BMI of 25, 135 pounds with a blood pressure of 125 over 63. The recommendation is to stay in that body weight. Following number, the patient has restless legs syndrome that is treated. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. And the patient is taking Prevacid and she was discouraged to take this medication. We are going to wean her out of this. And if she needs any medication for heartburn that she hardly ever experiences, she's advised to take famotidine, 20 milligrams BID. Following number, degenerative joint disease. Following number, hyperuricemia. She has been following a diet that is plant-based. She's feeling much better, and she's going to continue with in the same diet that we have recommended. The patient is going back to Ohio. We're going to reevaluate her in November, and we are hoping for her to continue following the recommendations. Paragraph, I invested 7 minutes in the laboratory workup interpretation. In the face-to-face, we spend 14 minutes, and in the documentation, 5 minutes.